In this bulletin, the Prime Minister warns cyber attacks are possible in retaliation for Russian sanctions. Construction company ProBuild placed into administration. And in sport, protests at the podium an option at this year's Commonwealth Games. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Russia could possibly retaliate against Australian sanctions with a cyber attack. Ukraine has fallen victim to a mass data-wiping cyber attack, with the Eastern European nation's government, foreign ministry and state security service websites targeted. Mr. Morrison has met with Governor-General David Hurley this morning to formally sign off on Australia's sanctions against Russia, which will become law tomorrow and come into effect at the end of March. Mr. Morrison says malicious cyber attacks are an ever-increasing threat that could impact on Australian organisations.
The Australian Cyber Security Centre is not aware of any current or specific threats against Australian organisations, but are adopting an enhanced cyber security posture and have been for some time now. An increased monitoring of threats will help to reduce impacts to Australian organisations. The Australian Cyber Security Centre recommends that organisations urgently adopt an enhanced cybersecurity posture.
The United States says diplomacy with Russia is still an option to avert a major conflict in Ukraine, but only if the Kremlin takes negotiations seriously. The US has moved to strengthen its sanctions against Russia by targeting the company that built the major Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline to Germany. Germany has indefinitely suspended the pipeline project, which is built but not yet operating, as part of a tranche of sanctions imposed by Western countries on Russia over its aggression towards Ukraine. US State Department spokesman Ned Price says the sanctions announced so far are just the beginning, unless Moscow chooses a diplomatic path.
Moscow needs to demonstrate that it's serious about diplomacy. Russia's actions over the last 48 hours have, in fact, demonstrated the opposite. If Moscow's approach changes, we remain ready to engage. The United States and our allies and partners remain open to diplomacy.
Meanwhile, Ukraine has declared a nationwide state of emergency amid growing fears of an all-out invasion by Russian troops. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Russian troops are in an advanced state of readiness to invade and issued a warning for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
There will be suffering, there will be sacrifice, and all of that must and should be laid at his feet, because he's doing this by choice. How he does this, when he does this, we don't know for sure. But if he does this, this will be a war of choice and totally unnecessary.
To other news now, and thousands of Australian jobs could be at risk amid concerns construction company ProBuild could be on the verge of collapse. The company has been placed into administration, and construction workers were stood down and forced to walk off the job, with some expressing concern they won't get paid. It comes after ProBuild's South African parent company, Wilson Bailey Homes Ofcon, withdrew its financial support, blaming the Australian government's management of the COVID-19 pandemic and the impact on the construction market. ProBuild employs more than 1,000 people, as well as contract trade workers, and holds a $5 billion portfolio, including Sydney's tallest residential building, Greenland Centre. The company is currently managing at least a dozen major projects across Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland and WA. The search is continuing for a 54-year-old man missing on Queensland's Sunshine Coast, with fears he could have been swept away in floodwaters. The search was initiated after the man's motorcycle, helmet and bag were found abandoned near Gympie on Wednesday morning. A 63-year-old man has already been killed in the floods affecting the state's southeast, with more intense rainfall and damaging winds expected in the coming days. In sport, and athletes participating at this year's Commonwealth Games in Birmingham will be allowed to protest at the podium. Event organisers are unveiling a set of guiding principles for athlete advocacy. It means competitors will be able to carry an Indigenous or Pride flag during a victory lap, take a knee, or raise a fist on the podium, or speak out in favour of other social justice causes. Hate messages and protests aimed explicitly at a specific organisation, person or country will not be permitted. And now for a look at today's weather forecast. In Perth, it's expected to be a sunny day with a top of 37 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 31. Melbourne, humid and cloudy, 24. Hobart, a shower or two and 22 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two and 26. Wollongong, showers, 24. Sydney, much the same and 25. Newcastle, showers and 27. Brisbane, a possible storm with heavy falls, 23 degrees. Cairns, a shower or two and 33. Darwin, showers and a possible storm expected with a top of 31 degrees. That's SBS News.